Goswami's pastime. So today we'll see Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami's pastime. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to South India. You know, there is this temple called Srirangam. How many of you have heard about Srirangam temple? Okay, only four. Okay, there's a very beautiful temple in South. So that is Srirangam. It's a very big temple. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. And the head priest of that place, his name was Venkata Bhatta. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, he was in full ecstasy when he saw the Lord. And then after that, Venkata Bhatta called him to his house. So invited him and he served him. And he requested him to stay for 4 months. It was Chaturmas. Now Chaturmas is going on. So for 4 months, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in their house. And in their house, there was a very small boy. His name was Gopal Bhatta. And that boy, he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely. And sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would keep him in his lap and you know, he would give his prasad from his own plate. And one day Gopal, as he Gopal was thinking that, you know, how unfortunate I am, because this now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come in the form of a sannyasi. Initially, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had very long, beautiful hair. So he thought, it will be so nice. I want to see this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But see, I am so unfortunate. I am seeing the sannyas form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he was thinking, he was contemplating the same thing every day. One day in his dream, he saw that same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with very beautiful hair. With beautiful hair and golden dhoti and his golden complexion with a beautiful garland, he saw in his dream. And not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he saw, with them he saw Advaita Acharya and Nityananda. And they both called him and they were going to tell him something in his ears. While he was going to hear, suddenly his dream broke. So he felt very sad and he went running inside to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying, you know, for 4 months. So he went in the room where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And you know, but he was sad that still I couldn't see so much the form. So suddenly he saw that same, the sannyasi form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He transformed into Shyam Sundar form of Krishna. You know, Krishna, Shyam Sundar, the black color, the deity, that form he saw of Krishna. And that same Krishna in front of him, he transformed into Navadvipishwar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the one with the long hair. That is before taking sannyas, that form. That form he saw. Then after that, when Gopal, he offered obeisances to the Lord, he got up, then he came back to his sannyas form. So this way, Gopal, he got the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he desired. Okay. Then this way he was serving the Lord, and the Lord gave him an instruction. What was the instruction he gave him? That you take care of your parents, and once when they leave their bodies, that until then you should serve your parents. Then after that you can come to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan you can serve Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So this was the instruction he gave. Then after that, after many years, when his parents, they were on their deathbeds, they were not feeling well, then gradually they focused on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they left their bodies. Before leaving their bodies, they told him that you go and serve, that should be your life and soul, serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then they left their bodies. That time Gopala, he went walking to Vrindavan. So he went to Vrindavan. By this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was contemplating why I have not got news about Gopal Bhatta. Still why he has not come to Vrindavan. Just when he thought that time, immediately the message came from Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami that your Gopal has come to Vrindavan. So Gopal, when he came to Vrindavan, he started serving Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And one of the main instructions Gopal Bhatta got was, you all together, you will write more and more scriptures. So when he came, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were taking care of him. Then for a long time, Gopal Bhatta, he was serving the deities. Which were the deities of Rupa Goswami? So he was serving Radha Govinda. So this way he was taking care. And then after some time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all ended his pastimes, so Gopal Bhatta was feeling the separation. So it is said one day in his dream, the Lord came and said, you go to Nepal. There is this river called Gandaki. Please go to Nepal. So Gopal Bhatta, he went to Nepal. And there, this river Gandaki, in that river, there are many Shaligram Shilas. So when he took bath and he had a kamandalu, you know kamandalu, right? So with that, he was taking water. And he was taking water, 12 Shaligram Shilas jumped into the kamandalu. So he thought, Shaligram Shila worship, like you have to be really very strict. You can't compromise. Oh, today I did this, tomorrow I don't do it. It doesn't work. So he thought, I'm not qualified, although he was qualified. He put those Shilas again into the water. But then second time what happened? Again those Shilas, they jumped into his kamandalu. Then he put it again. Three times the same thing happened. Then he thought, oh, the Lord wants me to serve these Shilas. So he took them and he came to Vrindavan and he was serving. For the Shilas, we can't put dress and we can't put bangles, we can't put chain necklace and all these things for Shaligram Shila. And one day, one rich person, he came to Vrindavan to see all the Goswamis. So he got gifts for their deities. So like that, he got gifts for Gopal Bhatta also. He got bangles, he got ornaments, he got crown, he got dress, all these things he came to and gave to Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta said that, see, I don't have a deity form. I have the Shaligram Shila. I won't be able to dress them with all these things which you are giving. He said, no, no, please keep. I'll be very happy if you use them. Please, I don't want to take it back. So that day it was Narsingha Chaturdashi. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami started contemplating. The way Narsimha came out of the pillar, if at all I had a deity, how nice it would be. I would dress them. So the whole night he contemplated the same thing and he went to sleep. And next day he went, and every day he used to take bath in Yamuna at least minimum three times. And he, all these Shilas, he had this basket in which he had kept all the Shilas and he would cover it with a cover. The next day he took bath in Yamuna, he came and he opened that cloth, the cover of that where he had kept the Shaligram Shilas. So in that, one Damodar Shaligram Shila, it expanded into a beautiful form of Krishna's deity. And that is Shishi Radha Raman. And such a beautiful deity. So beautiful carvings, the eyes, the nose, such beautiful features. It's self-manifested deity. So he got, see, because he desired to serve the Lord, so because he was a pure devotee, the Lord manifested. And till today, this is called Radha Raman deity. Till today, this deity is there in Vrindavan. And it is said at the back also, the form that from Shaligram Shila, this deity came, so that is there in Vrindavan. So, and it is said, now what is the name of the deity of Sanatana Goswami?
Radha Madan Mohan.
Of Rupa Goswami?
Radha Govinda.
Okay. Yesterday I said Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. Right? Which is the deity for Sambandha?
Radha Madan Mohan.
Very good. Radha Madan Mohan is the deity for Sambandha. What is the deity for Abhideya?
Radha?
Yes, Radha Govinda is for Abhideya. What is the meaning of Sambandha? Establishing relationship with Krishna. What is the meaning of Abhideya? Following the process to connect to Krishna. And what is the third process?
The ultimate goal.
What is the Sanskrit? Prayojana. So what is the deity for Prayojana?
Radha
Gopinath. Okay, it is said that if you see Radha Raman, you see all those three deities in them. The lotus feet of Radha Raman resembles the lotus feet of Madan Mohan, and the chest of Radha Raman resembles the chest of Radha Govinda, and the lotus face of Radha Raman resembles the face of Radha Gopinath. So if you see that deity, we have this song, no? Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Madan Mohan. So all these three you see in one deity. So that is Radha Raman. So this is how Gopal Bhatta Goswami got this deity, and he was serving the deity. When he told this news to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they all became very happy. They all came and they started taking darshan, and every day is to worship. And but one day he thought that, you know, my parents wanted me to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was thinking, he was contemplating in his mind. And when he just came for darshan that time, he saw that same deity. He took the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave him darshan. Then again it turned into Radharamai. So this way the Lord showed that there is no difference between me and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so you can worship me. So this way Gopal Bhatta Goswami was worshipping the deity. So this was the pastime, and he wrote many books, specifically Hari Bhakti Vilas, in which all the rules and regulations are given. And it is said that in this Radharaman temple, they don't use matchbox for lighting. It is said that inside the temple, the fire is there 24 hours. So that way it is, you cook. And it is said on the day of appearance of Radharaman, they bathe the deity with 5,000 liters of milk. So much they do. And Srila Prabhupada said the topmost, Radharaman is the topmost topmost for deity worship, the way they do it. So he used to tell ISKCON devotees that you should go and learn from them. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki.